Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act is getting a lot of attention lately. Sadly, Montana's legislature narrowly failed to pass our own such law by a tie vote just last week. But we support the concept of religious freedom, and today I'd like to talk about why. If a person's religion tells them not to participate in something they view as sinful, then they have the right not to participate. That's how freedom works. People make their own choices about whether something is good or bad. Moreover, it's not just how freedom works, it's how the Constitution works, and the freedom of religion is the first item in our Bill of Rights. The American founders intended that people would be free to make their own choices about God and to follow His word however they saw fit. Sadly, that wisdom is no longer universal in America. There's a contingent on the left that increasingly believes that it's good to force Christians to play a part in things like same-sex marriage, no matter what their religion says about it. To most Christians, the Bible's teaching on marriage is eminently clear. Jesus said that God created people as male and female, and for that reason, a man will leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. That's not a verse that requires much interpretation. Some people argue that Jesus made a point of living with sinners, and because of that, Christians ought to just go ahead and go along with same-sex marriage. Here's the problem with that argument. Jesus lived with sinners, He came to save sinners, and He loves sinners, but there are exactly zero examples in the Bible of Jesus helping a sinner to commit more sin. Jesus did not say to the woman caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you, now go find a new guy." Of course not. He said, "Neither do I condemn you, now go and leave your life of sin." Jesus did not say to Matthew the tax collector, "Follow me and I'll help you really shake down some more victims." Of course not. Jesus did not say to the rich young ruler, "Go sell what you have, bring it back to me, and I'll show you how to worship cash more effectively." Of course not. He told that young man to give up his idolatry of money. It's the same with same-sex marriage. Christians are called to love everyone, and that includes people who want to marry someone of the same sex. But Jesus' example clearly teaches Christians not to join in themselves. For those who follow that teaching, declining to take part in a same-sex marriage ceremony is part of their free exercise of religion, and that makes it a Montana Family Foundation issue. Americans do not give up their rights when they go into business for themselves. Some might say the very opposite. Being your own boss is as much a part of the American dream as freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms. There's a tradition in our nation. Some call it libertarianism, but to me, there's a better way to express it. You live your life, and I'll live mine. When same-sex marriage was being pushed by the left, we were promised, "This doesn't threaten you. No one but consenting adults will have to be involved." But that's not the case. Now people who never consented are being required to take part in same-sex marriage ceremonies under force of law. That's not freedom, it's not constitutional, and it's not American. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.